Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Normally, it takes only 11 days to travel from Mount Sinai to Kadesh Barnea, going by way of Mount Seir. But 40 years after the Israelites left Egypt, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses addressed the people of Israel, telling them everything the Lord had commanded him to say. These verses sum up the extraordinary patience of God. A journey which should have taken 11 days was stretched over 40 years of confusion, disobedience, and outright rebellion. If Moses had told the people of Israel that God had totally given up on them, it would surely not have come as a surprise. In many ways, it would have been an entirely fair and reasonable response, but he didn't. Deuteronomy is a book of love and forgiveness, woven together with careful instructions as to how the people should live in the promised land so that their future would be full of blessing. We all mess up from time to time. If there were any justice, we would be made to pay for our foolishness, but God's way is different. He offers to forgive us and gives us the opportunity of a new start. That's the incredible message of the parable of the prodigal son. After the younger son's appalling behaviour, all he deserved from his father was a good hiding. He abused his father in the most terrible way, demanding his inheritance while his dad was still alive. After squandering it, he decided to return home, but he knew he had no right to expect anything more than a job and a roof over his head. I'm sure the people listening to this parable were expecting to hear about the beating the son would get when he arrived home. But the father's ideas were different. Long before the son started his walk home, his father had been gazing at the horizon to see if there was any sign of him. And when he did return, he ran to greet him and gave him the finest robe to wear, a ring for his finger, and sandals for his feet. He laid on a party because of the inexpressible joy of his son's return. That's our God, friends. Whether you're looking at the Old Testament or the New Testament, we meet a God of incredible patience, who loves to forgive, and who loves to give us a new start. Let me ask you a question. In what way have you experienced God's patience? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you've been so patient and loving with us. As you fill us with your Holy Spirit, help us to show more patience and love to others. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can, of course, access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Do hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.